I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
I am so mad at you, Anthony. At least it's the instrumental this time. Nick Ashew on the Team 980. We are a day away from the second preseason game for the Commanders, and yet we still don't know who's actually going to be starting and who's not going to be playing and how all that goes. Welcome to the preseason, the new preseason that we've got. We'll talk to J.P. Finley in about 30 minutes. Maybe he'll give us some insight on that. It's a guessing game at this point. And look, this is where the NFL is now, right? Like, this is what the NFL has done. The NFL has watered down the preseason. Not that you're concerned about the preseason like you are the regular season, but we've really gotten to a point now where it becomes a real debate and a real conversation as to whether or not you should play your starters at all in the preseason anymore. And I get it. Different teams, coaches, front offices all have different ideas, right? Yeah, that's how it goes. But Jordan Love's going to be starting for the Packers in their preseason game tonight. Bryce Young's going to be starting. Geno Smith's going to be out there. And Bo Nix, who's coming off of an injury. I mean, on top of that, the signs point to Jaden Daniels maybe playing if you want to look at those as the signs of the stars, right? Like, it's aligned in the stars, and everyone else is putting out their starting quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels will be out there. But, I mean, it's a different circumstance here. And, you know, if you're the Commanders, you have to weigh your options, and you have to weigh essentially what is more important, right? The risk versus the reward here. And this is why I said this yesterday, and I'll continue to say this. I understand the mindset and the concept of getting guys reps that are as close to a regular season game as possible. But if you're not going to commit an entire first half, three quarters, and really get into a rhythm of an offense and breaking a sweat and getting in that routine and on and off the field and play calling and rhythm with wide receivers and all that, one drive, one series, even two, it just really doesn't do that much anymore. And the stuff that goes on in camp and practice and OTAs, I get that a lot of it's not live football. And sure, this is the closest thing that you're really going to get, even with joint practices going on. And Jaden Daniels tore up the Dolphins. I know it's the Dolphins and they're rebuilding, but he did. There's only so much that you can do to get ready for an NFL regular season if you're not going to, like, fully commit to the preseason. And that's why, like, as long as it's gone on, I would not have a problem at all if they just said, you know what, Jaden's not playing. Because, again, we saw Jaden Daniels for one series with the starters last year against the Bengals. Remember that? They ran the football, and we thought they were going to run the hell out of the football, and this was going to be a balanced offense, and everything went to, you know what. So it tells you very little. Now, I get it. That doesn't mean that it's like, well, you know, just expect them to be. Here's the thing. I don't expect this offense to be totally prepared for week one. There is a very good chance that this Commanders offense is sluggish to start off the first couple of games of the season. They're at the Eagles, they're at the Cowboys, and then they come home and they welcome the defending Super Bowl champs in the first 3 weeks of the NFL season. Now, I get it. Dallas' defense was terrible last year. Fine, but they did go out and improve it. It might be better. The Eagles have an elite defense. The Seahawks, even with it not being the same roster that they had in the Super Bowl, that defense is what really won them the Super Bowl. So, yeah, they're going to have their tests, and they're going to get thrown to the wolves no matter what. But the reality here is that even if you want to put your starters out there, this has become sort of a, like, old school versus new school argument with the preseason, where when you had shorter regular seasons and you had guys that were looking to get more of an opportunity in the preseason, and it's four games, and, you know, there's just so much more going on, and it's like, yeah, let's get them out there more. We prioritize the preseason, and it's football, and it's that mentality just doesn't exist in the NFL anymore. If you look around sports, it doesn't exist in sports at all, right? Like, the idea of play more and play tough, and it's all about, and listen, you can love it or hate it, but the idea that teams are going to ignore, you know, recovery and injury avoidance and all these things, whether you like it or whether you're not, you even think it works. That's how most teams are approaching everything now, right? The NBA and load management, that's a thing. The NFL and how, you know, training camp is far less physical now. We don't have two-a-days anymore and all that. And you can make the argument, as some former players do. I've talked to them, and they're like, these guys aren't ready physically because they're not hitting enough in camp. And that may be true. There's always going to be injuries that are there. But this is the mindset of the NFL now. And it's a tough spot to be in, period, right? Because let's just say this. Dan Quinn plays Jaden Daniels a series tomorrow. Twists his ankle. He's not ready for week one. Marcus Mariota's not 100%. Who are you starting at quarterback against the Eagles in that defense? Ethan Kalikmanis or Sam Hartman? Or are you going out and signing Jeff Driskel? Is that how you want to start off this season, given the way the season started off last year? You're in a better spot. Like, the criticism is going to be less if the offense looks a little sluggish the first week of the season than if Jaden Daniels can't be out there because he rolled his ankle or something stupid happened in a preseason game. Some of this is just perception, and I understand that that's not football and it's not next man up and all the, like, we can throw all these cliches around, and sometimes they work. Next man up is a mindset you have to have until you have no more next man up, because when the next man up versus the next man up and then the next man up are all down, there's only so much you can do, right? I mean, so we can only use these cliches and these mindsets for so long. But if I'm Dan Quinn and I'm weighing risk versus reward in a pivotal year three, in a season that you know you've got a rookie offensive and defensive coordinator, where your backup quarterback sprained his MCL and isn't ready for the preseason, and you hope is ready for the beginning of the regular season, when your left tackle is also out for at least 4 months, when your starting center has barely been out there at all and still needs to get some chemistry with the quarterback and actually play the position in camp a little bit, and the fact that this entire team had massive injury problems last year, the bigger risk for Dan Quinn is putting Jaden Daniels out there and even the slightest chance that he can't be 100% for week one against the Eagles because he played in this preseason game against the Lions. Now, I get it. That's not a football mindset. That's not the way things have been done. But that is kind of the way the NFL is now. And I understand why you want to put guys out there and have them play some. And I understand that, like, yeah, you got to get a rhythm and you've got to be out there and you've got to. But this team is in a very, very specific position where they have to kind of walk on eggshells a little bit. Like, let's be honest with ourselves here. They start off 0-2 and Jaden Daniels is banged up because of something in the preseason. That pressure weighs on the coaching staff, on the front office, on this team in a year that matters for everybody. I mean, it matters for everybody this year. And I just think it's easy to go out and have this mentality of just like, well, it's football. You got to be out there. You got to get some reps. You're really not going to get that much from a truncated play, you know, play calling, a playbook that's going to show absolutely nothing. All the stuff that you're working on, you're doing it in camp. Listen, I'm all for just getting rid of the preseason. At this point, it feels like a waste of time. Because if it mattered, we'd actually see more starters out there getting these reps with teams. Now, you could make the argument and say, oh, yeah, well, you know, you've got to earn it. That's fair. That's a fair argument to make, right? It's like years ago when the San Antonio Spurs, the Greg Popovich era, Tim Duncan and all that, where they would just sit starters all the time, and Greg Popovich would put middle fingers to the NBA, rest Tim Duncan, and it would just say old. I think he only did that once, but it's an amazing story. If you don't know that, look it up. He did it. That was on the injury report. Can't really do that now. But the Spurs earned the right to, you know, not have to go hard the entire regular season. And there are certain teams in the NFL that have earned that right, too. But the trade-off of somebody that is as important as Jaden Daniels running into a situation where he gets hurt, some guy looks to tee off on him because he wears the number 5 on defense and wants to represent the number 5. Sorry, I had to. It's just not really worth it. It's just not. And there is a very good chance that even if Jaden Daniels is out there and throws a couple passes, this offense is going to be no different week one than if he's not out there at all. And that's like, yeah, like, is it frustrating to sit here and have this back and forth that we've been going through about where they should go and where it should be? We've watered down the preseason now. And yeah, look, Jordan Love out there. If you look at some of the quarterbacks that are going to play around the league. Bo Nix is coming off of an injury, and he's going to be out there. So I get it. This is one of the few times where I absolutely understand the argument on both sides, right? Like, if you are all in on Jaden Daniels playing, I understand. I really get it. But what I say to that is it really worth the risk? It's a risk versus reward situation for this team. If Jaden Daniels had been healthy last year, if this team had been healthy last year, if Jaden even missed a game, wouldn't have a problem with it. And I get this is overly cautious to think this way. Sure. And yeah, is there a scar there that we all probably have from last season? Yeah, probably. Let's be honest. We've seen bad things happen to quarterbacks for this team. To me at this point now, if I'm the Commanders, I look at this and just realize that you're not going to get any value out of it. Any value whatsoever. And I know, Anthony, you're on the same page as me with this, unless it's changed over the last 24 hours, right? Are you still in on the boat of him not playing?
Yeah, I don't want to see him out there. And I think you pretty much outlined all the reasons why. But, I mean, again, when you are, you know, weighing in on this topic, like, you do have to, like, see both sides. And, again, I understand both sides. Like, we're coming off a season where we didn't perform the way we wanted to. We got a whole bunch of new faces in the building. We got a new offensive coordinator, a defensive coordinator. Like, you guys want to see these guys go out there and, you know, try to put it together, or at least, like, a glimpse of it. And I just ultimately don't think, you know, the risk is worth the reward, considering all of the injuries that we have, especially at the quarterback position.
And it's one of the rare times where I'll be like, I can see both sides. Like, I really can. So I'm with you there. But we just don't see enough in preseason. Like, would you honestly be on board with them just getting rid of the preseason? I would. I really would.
Yeah, I mean, DQ was asked whether or not, you know, he, you know, do away with the preseason. He basically was like, I know we're moving to an 18-game format, so, like, 18 games, 2 preseason games, like, it makes sense. So I think him and probably, like, a whole bunch of, like, other coaches, executives are probably thinking, yeah, let's just do away with the preseason.
I mean, it's the most inevitable thing in the world is having the 18 games in the NFL. That's really it. We all know it's coming. It's all going to happen. And, you know, it's opportunities for guys to make a roster. I understand that, but there's – the reality here is that most of this roster is already filled out. This coaching staff, this front office, has a majority of the names that they know that are going to be on this roster. Now, you know, some injury movement might change some things a little bit in the decisions that they're going to make, but for the most part, they got this whole thing figured out. And the NFL's changed. And whether you like it or not, this is where it's going to go. Like, sports are not going to get more physical. You notice that? No league is getting more physical. It's just not going to happen anymore. Some of this is learning in terms of, you know, what concussions can do and, you know, certain how recovery can help players get more prepared or recover from injury faster or whatever the case is. There's a long list of these things. But the NBA is less physical. The NFL is physical, but, like, they've made the rules so it's really tough to be a defensive player now. Even hockey. I mean, hockey has its moments, too, where they've taken a lot of fights out of the game. It's not the same that where it used to be there. It's, you know, the game has changed in really every sport. And what leagues want now is they want players healthy, players playing, high scoring, entertainment, high ratings. That's it. It's a business. If you want a pure sport, you got to go watch something that's amateur, right? Go watch flag football. Go watch high school football. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. Because everything now at the college level, let alone the pro level, it's all big business. It's billions and billions of dollars on the line. And there's a trickle-down effect that you're going to have from these leagues that wants to make sure that their star players are out there and as healthy as possible. Why has the NFL changed so many rules over the years to protect quarterbacks? It's a quarterback-driven league. The quarterbacks dictate the offense, and they want points. They want scoring. I mean, the NBA's done the same thing. They've changed rules so it's higher scoring. Now there's a little bit of a push more towards a little bit more defense, right? It's becoming a thing in the NBA again. We saw much more physical playoffs. We're starting to see that. I think the NBA is kind of balancing its way out a little bit. The NFL is always going to be a quarterback-driven league moving forward, though. The only way that changes is if you start having teams consistently make the Super Bowl the way that essentially the Patriots and Seahawks did last year. And even then, I mean, they had good quarterbacks. They just weren't good for most of, if not all of the playoffs, depending on who it was. But that was defense and a lot of run game, specifically for Seattle. So there are ways to compensate for that, but in the end, your ceiling's always going to be lower as a team in the NFL if you don't have a healthy Pro Bowl quarterback throwing the football for you. It's just that simple. And you're going to protect your asset. It's just how it works. All right, we'll talk to J.P. Finley in about 10 minutes. See if we have any more on whether or not Jaden Daniels is going to be playing tomorrow and any other starters will be playing as well. Nick Ashew, Team 980. Nick Ashew, Team 980. Talk to J.P. Finley. About 10 minutes. Maybe he'll have some answers for us, because I have no damn clue whether Jaden Daniels is going to start. Anthony, I'll tell you what, though. This is one of the rare times where I really do, like, I am truly torn, because I do understand both sides of this. So this is a rare moment for me, for not just being, this is what I, like, I am kind of on both sides a little bit with it. But in the end, my heart, so here's where I am, my heart and my gut tells me don't play him. Just don't play him at all. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I mean, I think, on the other side, a lot of people are looking around the NFL and seeing what some of the guys are doing. Like C.J. Stroud, he played yesterday. He didn't play much. Mendoza played a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
he didn't look very good, by the way, Mendoza. But, he was, what, 8 of 15?
Yeah, 8 of 15, 86 yards, interception. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, a lot of people. But, again, like when you ask the question, like whether or not teams, you know, should – hold out, you know, certain players or, you know, certain starting quarterbacks, there's no right answer for it. I think it's a case-by-case situation, and it just depends on, like, where your team is, who's healthy, who's not. I think those are the factors that you got to, like, weigh when it comes to, like, making such a decision. But if everybody was healthy, like, I would not mind, you know, seeing Jaden Daniels out there for a drive or two. Again, I still stand by the fact that I don't think what happened Saturday on the one or two drives that he does play is going to really affect what he does 3 weeks from now when we take on the Philadelphia Eagles. But, again, it's still good to, you know, get out there, have the blood pumping, and, like, see some, like, real-life action. But at the same token, like, looking at where we are now with the banged-up offensive line and, you know, no insurance behind us as our backup quarterback anyway, I just don't think it's worth the risk.
And that's, you're right. You have to look at the specific situation, right? Each team is in a specific situation. And when your left tackle's out, when your center is out, and when your starting quarterback missed the majority of last season, it just, the risk just outweighs the reward for me. And I get it. There's some people that hate that mindset. That's cool. You can be mad at me for it. I want to see Jaden Daniels play 17 games or at least close to it. And, yeah, the risk maybe is low, but it's just, it's too easy to have the argument that, well, he could get hurt at any point in camp. Yeah, I know you got to play football somewhere, but it's like, where does it matter, and where does it not matter? Mm-hmm. And the NFL has made it clear. The preseason just doesn't matter very much anymore. And that's really it. It's like, why put somebody out there in a watered-down schedule that does not matter in terms of even how you're taking advantage of it? You're not showing anything offensively. You're not doing much. It's so basic. It's just to get in a rhythm. I mean, at this point, then we could just use the mindset of these guys are pros and they should already be prepared and they shouldn't need fake games. I mean, like, do we want to do that? That's where it is. We'll talk to J.P. Finley in a few minutes. Elijah's been on hold, though. Elijah, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
I think the guy should play. Mm-hmm. I think the NFL is... The NFL
they aren't athletes. So they are maybe you have to understand short-term versus long-term. The NFL has bought into long-term, we want to protect players, and but short-term, everybody knows football is a contact sport. I always say my brother competed in UFC. You can't fight unless you are in camp, unless you have those opportunities to have that type of bruising that the body naturally needs. I do think we have to look at the glass as instead of halfway empty, halfway full. The problem was we had injuries last year and we didn't have the type of depth that had the skill and the experience to step in moments that you're most likely going to need. No team is getting to the Super Bowl not having to lean on their depth at certain points. And we know how hard it is to get reps if you're number two or number three. You're not going up against number one. So we're having an opportunity to really look at our team in spots against higher competition and say, week four, anything can happen. So we have to be confident. If you're not confident now, and I'm not even saying this to you directly, but I'm even saying this to myself. If we aren't confident now, we would never be confident with the team that we have to move on any day. At any time, we should be like, no, we're not protecting against nothing. If Jaden Daniels is gone for the year, God forbid, I need to know that the rest of my guys are going to be able to hold this level regardless. And if we keep switching our mindset of if he's here, we're, yeah, the quarterback, he's going to do what he's going to do, and he's going to take us to a gear that we can't do without him, point blank, period. But we still got to start challenging other guys on the team to say, I don't care if I was on the field or not. I want the best that my team can possibly present. And I don't want to be going into the season kind of like, well, it's got to be this way. If you step on this field, we are here to win. We want a Super Bowl. So 53 guys have to be lockstep. My number can get called, and it shouldn't be a gap of drop-off. That's what was happening. We was having this major gap. We have to close the gap by allowing this opportunity to have twos and threes play against ones. And I love that because that's showing me that if your number gets called, I want to know what you got now before week seven and we in the mix. And, oh, can I play him? Should I play him? Coaches can't go. They have to go with the goers. So I need to know who's going to go right now. Can't be waiting. Love y'all, man. Peace.
Good stuff. And that was a great call, Elijah. And I do agree with the whole, and the players will talk about this, right? Like, if you don't take enough hits in camp, your body's not physically prepared for that. So there is a school of thought that exists. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I have all of the science behind to back up one side or the other. I'll leave that to the professionals. But there is something to be said for that. All right, we'll ask J.P. Finley next what he thinks about this and whether he knows whether Jaden Daniels is going to play or not. Nick Ashew, Team 980.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5. Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Will he or won't he play tomorrow? That's the question. Jaden Daniels, we know we'll see some starters maybe, but it's, come on, we all know it's all about the quarterback. Nick Ashew, Team 980. JP Finley jumps on with me, host of Beamich and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. I'm just going to straight up ask you, dude, do you know anything? Is he playing? Is he not? Because the suspense is killing me, JP.
I won't say I know anything, but I definitely think he's going to play.
I think we lost you there. Can you say that again? Did you say you think he's going to play?
Yeah, dude, you got me. I'm not going to say I know it. I'm not reporting anything, but I definitely think he plays like a series.
Okay. All right. Now, I mean, obviously we know at this point, like, you know, this is a new offense. You've got a whole, you know, a bunch of moving parts that are there. I assume we can probably expect to see very little, obviously, in terms of what the offense is going to be. But if you had, and I know you're only speculating on this, but if you had to speculate what that, you know, his work looks like, is it, you know, just kind of trying to hand the ball off, just get kind of a rhythm? Like, is that really all they'd probably look for at this point?
I mean, if you're going to have him out there, you're going to let him run the offense. Now, I think they won't go full force on the offense. You're not going to see, you know, some of the stuff we've seen in practice at Ashburn, but I think he'll certainly get a couple pass attempts. And, if the plan is a series, that could mean three and out, but that could mean a 14-play drive. So I would be shocked if he plays and doesn't have a pass, although I guess that did happen last year.
Yeah.
So that was kind of bizarre circumstances, though.
I know, it's funny because it made us think they were going to run the hell out of the football last year, and then that really wasn't, you know, the case. All right, so in terms of other...
I think they will protect him, though.
Yeah. So, listen, beyond, obviously, Jaden Daniels, again, we can only speculate at this point. I get it, and that's fine. Like, I don't know. I'll admit it, dude. I got scars from, you know, previous injuries and all this stuff watching them where I'm just like, God, I don't know. I just want to see him get hurt. But there's a lot of people that certainly have stuff to prove in these preseason games. Like, in terms of the more of, like, the Robert Henry Juniors and some of those types of guys that really can make a name for themselves throughout the rest of the preseason, do you see an opportunity here where there are, you know, maybe four running backs that are actually kept on this roster, where there's some more surprise names that you could see maybe standing out that maybe weren't looked at as part of this roster at the beginning that now could be? Because I'll tell you what, if Robert Henry Jr. keeps running the ball the way he does, JP, it's going to be hard to cut him, right?
Yeah, you know, that's so tricky with running backs because I think they're going to keep four tight ends. I think Yankoff is on this team. Yankoff's a guy that's played 20 games for them over the last 2 years. And I think you're at least going six receivers, if not seven.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they can keep four running backs. And certainly Robert Henry has looked good, but the running back position has been devalued across the league. I'm sure they think they can get him to the practice squad. So, barring some other injuries, you know, Jeremy McNichols is a guy they really, really like in that building. Maybe he's a potential short-term IR guy. But, like, they're going to keep White. They're going to keep Bill. They just drafted Fat Man. So, I think there's a numbers crunch for Henry. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I don't think we're going to see Bill or White on Saturday because both are dealing with, you know, minor injuries. So, like, he can continue to impress and force his way on.
How much concern is there for the continued in and out for Nick Allegretti?
There's got to be some concern, right? I mean, I asked Dan Quinn that the other day. Like, hey, I know you guys are confident in him, and I know that you keep saying he's going to be back, but, like, what's the impact at this point that he hasn't really practiced at all in camp? And Quinn allowed, like, yeah, you know, there is some impact to this. They're missing time on task, and I think – it sounded like DQ really wants Allegretti to be able to go next week, especially for that joint practice in Baltimore. So I think we kind of keep an eye on that. Like, Quinn said he expects him back Monday. They have a walkthrough at the facility Monday that is not open to the media. And who knows what level of walking they're doing in these walkthroughs that we're not there for. But I think you'd really like to see Allegretti on the field Wednesday against the Ravens in Baltimore.
Talking to J.P. Finley, Nick Ashew, Team 980. On the other side of things, I mean, we know this defense was a massive liability last year. They've made a ton of changes from coordinator all the way down. From what you've seen from this defense, and I understand there's only so much at this point, but like, how much do you see in terms of a difference from this defense right now, from philosophy, obviously, to the players that are actually out there versus what you saw last year?
I mean, I'd say both are night and day different. Mm. The philosophy is wildly different. The philosophy might be more different than the personnel, and the personnel is pretty darn different. Philosophically, they're super aggressive, exotic, and try to disguise coverages. They didn't do any of that with Joe Witt. They did a little more kind of blitzing once Dan Quinn took over late in the season, but I think it's going to be far more aggressive. They're going to try to take the fight to the opponent. And then the personnel is a pretty significant overhaul. I mean, they spent a bunch of money. You got a lot of new guys on the D-line. You spend the number 7 overall pick on a linebacker. I think Nick Cross might lead this team in snaps. I wouldn't be shocked if he's out there like almost 100% of the snaps. So I think it's going to look dramatically different. Does that mean dramatically better? I don't know. We'll kind of find out. But I do think dramatically different.
Which I think we'd all probably take different compared to last year, so I don't think anybody's going to argue that.
It could hardly be worse, right?
Right.
Right. Well, even if they improve 10 spots, they'd still be in the bottom third in the NFL, which is really insane.
I mean, even if they could just, I don't know, get some open field tackles consistently, JP, I think we'd be off to a good start with this team. And then we, you know, go from there. Right. We'll take that. Sonny Styles, we didn't see much, obviously, in his first preseason game. Do we expect to maybe see more in terms of, like, I know people like to use the word unleashing, and he's still a rookie, and there's a lot to bring in to the whole situation. I don't know. I just didn't get overly concerned about, hey, we didn't see a lot of Sonny Styles. Do you think we'll see more, and what do you think his role looks like early on in the regular season?
I think we'll see more for sure. I think his role, it's interesting. You know, people get really caught up in, like, the green dot and all that. I do think that's his role, and I think, you know, because it's kind of playing that 3-4 base, it's not exactly like a traditional middle linebacker like a Mike. I think they'd probably put Chenal on the strong side and then Sonny on at the will. But like, we'll see how that evolves. They also play, like, one thing that's been really interesting this training camp is how multiple they are, both offensively and defensively. I think we're going to see a ton of Styles. I think he's going to hit the ground running. I think it's really, really foolish to draw conclusions from that first preseason game, especially when none of the, I don't want to say none because it's a, you know, rotating cast, but a lot of the main actors on the defensive front that are expected to make a big impact weren't on the field. That said, you'd like to see this defense look a lot better against Detroit than they did against Miami. Like, I was there for the joint practices against Miami, and the Commanders' defense looked great. Now, a lot of those guys didn't play in the game, and that first drive for the Dolphins was pretty one-sided. I mean, the Dolphins kind of shoved it on them. Detroit is a really good offense, so this is actually a really good test, and I think we're going to see a lot of the presumed starters for week one, but you still are dealing with injuries. Like, Adafa always missed time. Daron Payne mysteriously missed some time. Chaisson, I'm not sure you're going to see what we expect to see week one in Philly, so it might not be like the full picture, but you would certainly like to see this look a lot better.
Yeah, and I mean, Trey Amos has missed a ton of time on top of that too, and you know, he's somebody that could use all the reps that he could get. Is that a concern at all in terms of where he is in terms of fighting back from injury and continuing to deal with that too?
That's full-blown concern. I don't know how it couldn't be. You know, he hadn't played since, I think, November. He gets on the practice field for a day, and then that soreness, that's a legit question mark, man. And, like, I got nothing on that. I wish I did on that, but I got – there's not much information there. I think they are wondering what's going on.
I think that's probably the worst part about this is when you got a young guy that doesn't really get those opportunities and he's always hurt. It hurts the development, JP. It hurts the opportunities of just getting those reps. And then when he's not out there, I mean, that's a second-round pick. That's a commitment they made to somebody that you haven't seen a lot of so far this year. So, all right, JP Finley, good to talk to you, buddy. Really appreciate you jumping on. And maybe we'll know soon whether Jaden Daniels is playing or not.
Yeah, I very strongly think he is, but we'll find out.
We will find out soon enough. All right, man, good to talk to you, buddy.
Later, man.
All right. Yeah, look, it feels more than likely that he's going to play. Again, I'll admit, I'm in that group of, like, if he doesn't play, I'm not going to be upset. I'm really not. Anthony, will you be on the edge of your seat every snap hoping Jaden Daniels doesn't get hurt? I just might. I'm going to be honest with you. I just might. I'm also going to be doing a show during it as well, so you'll hear me panic live on both of our stations, actually, tomorrow. So there'll be that, too.
I mean, the thing is, I'm not too over... granted, he did have three different injuries last year, but I'm not, like, too cautious about it. Again, I'd just rather have an insurance or, I guess, security behind us with Marcus Mariota, but I think he's going to be fine. I think this season he's going to be fine. I think when you look at the injuries that he had, they were some pretty bizarre, like, injuries, like especially the elbow one, the knee sprain one, like hyperextended, like mm-hmm. that happens to us, you know. And then what was the one? Oh, the hamstring one against Dallas. That was just a weird, awkward falling.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I know he's been hurt, and a lot of people, you know, are blown out of proportion, but I'm not one of those people that are just like, oh, he's injury prone. Like, I don't fully believe that, so.
Yeah, I mean, you have to get to a certain point where you develop that reputation of being injury prone, but he did have injuries in college, so that that can follow you.
Yeah.
And listen, that was the concern before they drafted him. I mean, I can't tell you how many times we saw those highlights on Twitter of him getting speared by guys and turned into a sideways U.
For sure.
Yeah, so it's like, it's there, but again, when you're a quarterback that is mobile, you are putting yourself in harm's way the minute you step out of the pocket. And I mean, it can happen in the pocket, too.
Yep.
It's not like it totally changes. By the way, was JP in a cafeteria, maybe? Where do you think he was?
So he was actually at the airport. He's headed to Detroit.
Okay.
And, yeah, he told me that earlier today. That's why we had to, like, move him up a little bit, because he said he might be on his flight. And I said, why'd you tell me tomorrow will be better then?
Yeah, we could have had him yesterday. But listen, I appreciate JP coming on no matter what, but I was like, I'm trying to figure out where he was. I was like, he's in a place with a lot of people. I can tell that that's what's going on. So
yeah,
there's something
the
there. All right. Well, we'll know soon enough. I'm waiting. There are no alerts. There's no text, no push notifications about any starters for the Commanders. We're probably just not going to know until they actually have inactives tomorrow, which means we sit and we wait, and then we figure it out after that. Nick Hashut, Team 980.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Will he or won't he? We don't know. Jaden Daniels, starters, maybe some plan. I mean, listen, you're going to have plenty of guys out anyway. Let me know that's the case. You do want to make sure that Jaden is behind an offensive line that's as healthy as it can be. I mean, again, we know not everybody's going to be out there. Your starting center is not going to be playing, and you're, well, we know the left tackle situation for them. Now, Brandon Coleman needs the reps, that's for sure. But the problem is, so does Nick Allegretti. I think that's what hurts here right now, too, is, you know, this team was set back last year because of the injuries that started in camp. And obviously Terry McLaurin being out as well. So there was a lot of factors that were kind of mixed into this. But, you know, the reality here is that you've got moving parts with a new offense. So, again, I totally understand the concept and the idea and the need to have Jaden Daniels out there some. We talked to J.P. Finley last segment. He said he thinks he's probably going to play. He's not reporting anything, but thinks he's probably going to. It's just, you know, what does that one series, if that's the case, look like? Last year, we watched them just run the football the entire time, get in the end zone against the Bengals, and that was it. And it was nothing like what the offense was. I mean, nothing was, there was no real offense last year, let's be honest. But I just, you know, I get to a point where I just want to see this guy healthy for an entire season. And that's, and if it means not playing him in the preseason just to mitigate risk where it is, it's certainly higher, and it doesn't, the risk and reward factor is flipped. And fine, I'll admit it. I'll be that guy. But if he gets through and he's healthy, then we're all good. I know, it's football. I know, it's football, and you got to be out there. You got to be out there in the regular season. No matter what, this offense might have a couple of weeks of kind of figuring things out a little bit. I think there's a possibility that that's the case. Let's talk to Gary in Upper Marlboro. He's been waiting. What's up, Gary?
Good afternoon. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm with you on Jaden. I called in. I think it's asinine to put him out there. I understand that people, he needs to get the reps or whatever. I just don't think that if you're going to have him out there for a series, it's going to make any difference, okay? It didn't make a difference last year, okay? I mean, they didn't come out and play extremely well against the Giants offensively, all right? I just don't think it matters, okay? I go back to when Robert came in his rookie year. He didn't play in any preseason games. The first time we saw him was in New Orleans, and yep, he played lights out, okay? So I don't think, and if it was such a big deal, you never see a coach when he's winning Super Bowls saying, well, I think we played and we won a Super Bowl because of that game in August that we played in the preseason. It just doesn't make any sense, okay? It makes no sense. And one thing Ant-Man said about him not being injury-prone, because these were sort of weird plays that he got, well, that's the personification of being injury-prone. You get injured in weird ways where other quarterbacks won't get injured, okay? So I think we need to protect this guy as much as possible because we got no chance of winning in Philly if he's not on the game. And the last thing I would say is if he gets hurt on Saturday, what is going to be the excuse to the owner as to why my quarterback got hurt in a preseason game? What was the upside of playing him at that time? And what is the rational answer that you can give him with data to prove that he should have played, that it's going to have an impact on the season? I don't think you have a good answer under those circumstances. See, so that's why you sit this guy.
That's my thing, Gary. That's my biggest thing is like, okay, if he goes out there, you're not going to get enough from this offense where it's going to make them better from one drive with starters against the Eagles week one. But if Jaden Daniels gets hurt, you got to then explain that and deal with that if there's something where he misses week one or week two or whatever the case is. That's where I go, the risk outweighs the reward. So I'm with you there, Gary. Yep. I'm with you there.
Thanks for taking my call.
All right, man, good stuff. Yeah, it's just, listen, the game is different now, too, where quarterbacks just are more protected. That's where the rules are. That's just how the NFL has, I mean, it's how it's built itself. There's pros and cons to it, right? I mean, there really are, because if you've got a franchise quarterback, you're happy, right? If you don't have a franchise quarterback, you're wandering the desert aimlessly with a blindfold on, desperate for any sort of water that you, like, that's really what it comes down to. And we've been in this boat time and time again of, well, who's going to be the starter and what's that going to look like and what's the ceiling on this Redskins football team, Commanders team, not really Commanders because they had Jaden Daniels most of the time. But, you know, we've been down that road so many times. So you also have to factor in all of the different like bullet points, right? Like really, there's like a whole list of things that factor into like yes or no and how cautious you are with your quarterback. And when the organization has the history that this organization has, both from injuries to quarterback issues to just the horrible losing seasons to just last season alone, you have to really decide whether or not you're willing to take that risk. Now, what I will say is, it's very clear that this organization takes risks in other areas, not with injuries, because they'll make sure that guys are as fully healthy as possible before they'll play again, right? We've watched that happen. We certainly saw that, you know, even last season. But they will take risks when it comes to, you know, rookie coordinators on both sides of the football and moving a guy to center that hasn't played center a lot and hoping that that's going to work out and now he's missing a ton of time. Like, they'll do things that are certainly risky. Now, I don't think Nick Allegretti was the number one choice, you know, play center for him. But, like, that is a risk, right? And this is a pivotal year three for this team. Just everybody across the board, top down. Like, ownership's not going anywhere. Front office probably won't, but I mean, Dan Quinn's got pressure on himself, but look at it. Again, he's got a coaching staff that has a rookie offensive coordinator and a rookie defensive coordinator. Like that is a risk to take. So that shows that they have a confidence level in what they can do this season. So they might be willing to take this risk, although I would say with a quarterback, you're sometimes a little bit more cautious. And I don't blame this organization if that's the approach they take. That's what I would do. I want to see Jaden Daniels playing at the end of the season and this team at least in the hunt for the playoffs. And I get it. You can get hurt in the regular season too, but there's just a big difference. It's like if somebody gets hurt week five, you're like, damn, that sucks. If you get hurt in a preseason, it's why were you playing? Like that's whether that's even fair or not, perception is reality, and that's what we're dealing with this team. And you got to – like they have to fight that type of perception too of team that's going to fall back into what happened last year. All of that stuff really matters. All right, let's go to Tim. Tim's been waiting. What's up, Tim?
Hi, how you doing today?
Good.
Good. I was thinking about preseason games earlier this morning, and they seem to have two conflicting issues these days. I keep hearing that, well, the purpose of the preseason games now is really to focus on the end of the roster, you know, who's going to make the team and who isn't. And then you also hear, well, the starters need to get out and the quarterback needs to get in rhythm. Well, if you're looking at the tail end of the roster and you have third and fourth string quarterbacks who may not be on the team throwing the ball to these wide receivers, you really can't fairly judge the wide receivers. But if you put the third and fourth string wide receivers in as starters with the starting quarterback to give them a chance, then the quarterback's not really getting into the groove with his starter. So I don't see where these preseason games, they seem to just not really benefit anybody.
And Tim, that is exactly what I've ultimately been saying about the preseason at this point. Thanks. We've just watered down the preseason and we now, like, it used to really matter and it was taken more seriously and teams would really use it to give their starters, give their offense, everybody real reps. And you just don't have as much of that anymore. And again, sports in general has changed. They're just not as physical, unless you're looking at combat sports, than where they used to be. Football's not what it used to be in that sense. You may love it or hate it, but that's not going to change. And that includes player recovery and I'm going to say player safety, but I think we know that there are people that care and people that actually don't care based on their actions around the NFL, and it depends on who it is, where that actually matters, but teams care. And they'd rather be cautious and at least say, look, if you're going to get hurt in the regular season. Don't get hurt in the preseason. And I think that's where the mindset of a lot of this is, because that's a lot harder to ask a question of why was Jaden Daniels out there for one drive in a meaningless preseason game against Detroit, and now he got hurt versus, oh, that sucks, he got hurt in week three against Seattle. Like, both suck, but one is at least easier to explain, and that's the type of thing you got to weigh, too, is do you want to take that risk? Some coaches are willing to do it, some coaches aren't. All right, 301-230-0980. Clearly, this has hit a nerve, and I appreciate that. I'll get to some more calls, too, as well. Nick Ashew, Team 980.
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule. Automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Outdated automation doesn't have to slow you down. Graybar helps you identify risks, modernize strategically, and minimize disruption every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.